Welcome to CISO Q&A, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Black Kite, the industry's most accurate, timely, comprehensive, and operational cyber risk intelligence. Learn more at blackkite.com. A special report from Moody's Investor Service features the results of a 2023 90-question survey of more than 1,700 respondents that gauges cybersecurity practices among global debt issuers. Our guest expert is Adam Cowan, Global CISO at Eastman, a Fortune 500 company based in Kingsport, Tennessee. Adam, you brought this survey to our attention. Give us the 30,000-foot view on why it's important.
As a participant in this survey, we've always engaged with Moody's Investor Service in one way or another. Moody's is one of the major credit rating agencies for companies and governments across the globe. These type of ratings are used by investors to make informed decisions on where they're going to allocate their capital. The Moody's customers are important because they represent a wide range of investors, governments, and even financial institutions across the globe. Considering the importance of cybersecurity risk in their calculations, they recently conducted this survey with over 1,700 respondents where we participated.
Adam, cyber insurance is not routinely required of vendors. I'm curious what you think. Should it be? And if it should, why?
The direct answer is yes. I'll expand on that. If I could only ask one question, say I was conducting a risk assessment or trying to get the cyber maturity of a vendor that we're going to work with, if I could only ask one question to start off the conversation, it would be, do you have cyber insurance? The reason that's important is because if the answer is yes, I know that that company has undergone some level of scrutiny. You know, it may not be in depth, it may be very light or what have you, depending on their policy. But I can tell you that that company has gone under some sort of scrutiny by a third party on what their cybersecurity program looks like and has given them advice or direction on trying to make sure that they take the right steps to protect data. It also helps because there's some companies that just don't even understand cyber risk. There may be companies that are small enough that they don't even have a cybersecurity professional on staff. And if that's the case, having cybersecurity insurance, once again, causes someone to ask them some tough questions around their cybersecurity stance or maturity level and could get them to put things like multi-factor authentication or other patch management activities in place that they had not considered or weren't considering before because they just weren't asked the question and didn't have the knowledge about it.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Black Kite knows how complex it can be managing your cyber ecosystem risk. You're forced to either use a manual process or rely on old school ratings or scorecards. Neither option gives you a full picture of risk, and both force you to make decisions with blindsides, and this uncertainty causes increased stress. Black Kite illuminates risk in your cyber ecosystem. Our deep insights help you ease the tension caused by the unknown in your cyber ecosystem. We do this by giving you more than a risk score. We've created an automated system that provides real-time and accurate risk intelligence. Our data is accurate, reliable, detailed, and operationalized, so you can make informed risk decisions across your ever-changing cyber ecosystem. To learn more, visit blackkite.com.
And now, back to the podcast.
So, Adam, when it comes to cyber insurance for vendors and whether or not it's required, is that something that is being mandated by companies, that's a policy in a company, or is it something that's just a discretionary call by a CISO and they're deciding on a case-by-case basis whether or not they think vendors should have cyber insurance?
Unfortunately, CISOs don't have the time to look at all the vendors that are coming in, especially in large enterprises, to determine. So it has become a policy requirement that is also enforced by the legal team and sometimes by corporate services.
But the respondents are indicating that it's not routinely required. Are there instances where a CISO is looking at a vendor and they feel like, wow, this is really strategic, this is really important to the company, and will directly ask whether or not there's cyber insurance?
100%. There are contracts between companies, obviously, that get reviewed on an ongoing basis by cybersecurity team members and some CISOs. Anytime there is specific language down in the cybersecurity requirements section or whatever, they will put language in there to say you're required to have cybersecurity insurance. Sometimes they have specific limits, a minimum per se amount that they need to have. And also, it could be based off the type of data that's being shared between one company and another. So CISOs or other cybersecurity professionals on the team will easily make that decision based off of a specific relationship.
CISO Q&A is a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Black Kite, an award-winning cyber risk intelligence platform. Black Kite is disrupting traditional third-party risk management practices worldwide, automating the process of providing real-time and accurate risk intelligence so you can improve business resilience. Learn more at blackkite.com.